kar smo si zadnjič pogledali, smo si pogledali, kako narediti frekvenčen sintetizator za fazno sklenjeno zanko. Jaz tukaj ne bi rad dal kakšnega napačnega vtisa, zadnjič smo tisto stabilnost razmotali na žive in mrtve, kako se naredi zanko stabilno, ampak stabilnost niti zdeleč ni edino vprašanje. Ne?
Jaz štartam z enim kristalnim oscilatorjem, ne? Ki ga delim, ponavadi treba duši deliti, ni nujno, ampak delim ljudi. Primerjem, ne? Moje charge pump, čarpalka na boju, ne? Frekvenca VCO-ja pa delim tukaj z na, ne? In moja čarpalka na boju, smo videli, da rabimo eno povratno vezavo, dokaj komplicirano, da bo zarele. Kjer grem zdaj tukaj na moj VCO? VCO bo zelo verjetno LC tukaj, ne? In tu bo zdaj moj izhoden signal, ne? In peljemo vratno vezavo nazaj preko delilnika. Nazaj, ne? Zdaj, zadnjič smo gledali predvsem, kar se tiče stabilnosti, smo gledali kombinacije, kaj tukaj treba izbrati kako. Ena, ki je izbrati, treba izbrati po kar R, treba je izbrati po kar C2, ki je izbrati. Kjer smo imeli pač moja črpalka na boju, premira, frekvenca in fazo. Ne? In ima en K črpalke na boju. Ne? VCO ima svoj odziv en K VCO tukaj, ne, s katerim pošljuje naprej. Za nas tista majajoča veličina je referenčna frekvenca tukaj, ne. Koliko si jo izberemo, ker zdaj izhodna frekvenca, ki jo lahko dobim tukaj ven, ne. Frekvenca tukaj je zdaj frekvenca kristalne oscilatorje krat n deljeno z r, ne, tu lahko naredim, ne. Tako, kako sem pisala. So je stakljati the crystal oscillator. As my reference, I may divide this crystal with a fixed module, and I compare this reference frequency from my crystal oscillator with the divided frequency from the VCO, divided by modulo n. Last time, we mainly dealt with stability of such a feedback loop. Feedback loops always have a problem of stability. So, good engineering practice is to design out feedback loops. Don't have feedback loops in your equipment unless it is really needed. Se pravi, v vaši napravi, skušajte se vzdrževati povratnim vezavom, ker v kakšnokoli povratno vezavo naredite, zmeraj lahko postane nestabilna. Tukaj v fazno sklenjeni zanki pač ne moremo brez nje. Ampak povratna vezava je nekaj, kar se dober inženir se skuša izogibati. So, good engineer will try to avoid any feedback loop, because as soon as we have a feedback loop, we may run into stability problems. Sometimes we cannot avoid feedback. Is locked loop, cannot avoid it, but we prefer not to have feedback loops. Zdaj, kakšne so tukaj omejitve? Ne? Omejitve je predvsem, koliko je ta F referenčna. Ne? So this reference frequency here is already a question, what to choose here. We are not free at all in choosing the modulo R here. What we usually want to have is at the output frequency you want to have is to be some F0 plus some M channel times the channel spacing. Se pravi, tisto, kar si ponavadi želimo na izhodu, hočemo neko osnovno frekvenco in potem z določenim korakom, ker je ta M kanalski razmak med posameznimi frekvenčnimi kanali, skušam te stvari narediti. Ne? No, zdaj, če pogledamo tak zelo preprost zgled, zelo verjetno tale referenčna frekvenca, ne, mora biti ena možnost, da izbiramo kar naš kanalski korak. Ne. Ja. Če je kanalski korak takšen, da je tu izvedljivo, ne? Se moramo zavedati tukaj. Ne? Ker zavedati se moramo, da naša tista, pasovna širina zanke, ne? So we have to know that the loop bandwidth is much, much smaller than the reference frequency. V referenčni frekvenciji je tu vezje, še zmeram čisto diskretno vezje dela z impulzmi. Ne? Mi skušamo opazovati stvari, kar se tiče stabilnosti pri dosti počasnejših pojavih, kjer tiste impulze že pointegriramo v eno počasno delovanje. In vprašanje je, a se mi lahko privoščimo dovolj, dovolj počasno zanko tukaj. Ne? Tu je vprašanje. Ne? So the question designing frequency synthesizer, we want a certain frequency step, step corresponding to our channel spacing, and now this channel spacing depends what the requirements are. If the channel spacing is large, this is fine for us. Če je velik kanalski korak tukaj, ta delta VF velik, si lahko zberem veliko referenčno frekvenco tukaj, ne? In nekako uspem prideti noter tudi s pasovno širino zanke. So if this channel spacing is large enough, say examples, koliko je lahko 25 kHz, ne? Z analogne stvari, 100 kHz recimo z FM radio, ne? 200 kHz z GSM telefon, ne? Se pravi, če imamo kanalske razmake take, da so te številke uporabne, je taka preprosta zanka izvedljiva. Ne? Ja, ja. Samo lahko imamo mi tudi nemogočo zahtevo. Ne? So, as long as the channel spacing is large. Just throw here for example. It's of several tens of hundreds of kilohertz, then we may live with this simple synthesizer. We still get loop bandwidth of, say, one kilo, of the order of 100 hertz, 1 kilohertz. And this is still a useful solution. Se pravi, s temi lahko tukaj, lahko rečemo, da tukaj pasovna širina zanke, potem nekje od 100 Hz tja do 1 kHz, ne? In tu je uporabno. So, this is ok. Ja, ampak lahko imamo tudi drugačne naprave, kjer zahtevamo dosti bolj droben korak tukaj, ne? We may have
quite different requirements for the frequency step, have fine tuning, say, in steps of 100 Hz. There is no solution to this problem. A loop bandwidth of 1 Hz is almost useless. This loop is too slow to control the PCO. So even without resorting, without talking about the stability issues we were discussing last time, we may not always have the solution. Some problems can be solved, some problems cannot be solved. Zapravo, ne glede na to, kaj smo se pogovarjali zadnjič o stabilnosti, stabilnost je sploh pogoj, da naša naprava živi, ne? Ampak imamo lahko rešitve, kjer naprava je izvedljiva, ne? Je izvedljiva. In imamo rešitve, kjer naprava, kjer imamo zahtevo po takem frekvenčnem koraku, da tega narediti ne moramo, ne? Tu se lahko zgodi. Ne moram izpeč naprej. Zahteva, na primer, imamo zahtevo radijsko postajo, ki se zelo lahko natančno oglašuje na frekvenco. In takoj pridemo per OFDM-ju, pridemo do tega vprašanja. So OFDM is something that requires extremely fine tuning in extremely fine steps of the receivers. And this is something that cannot be done in this way. No, če pogledamo za naše stvari, ki so izvedljive, ne? Recimo tukaj, ne? So izvedljive, kje so zdaj omejitve pri načrtovanju? So we look at the phase lock loops that can be done, that are within our knowledge. Here we are going to look for different solutions. I'm going to talk about that later. But if we look at the solutions that have kaj bi da? Kje se lotimo načrtovanja zanke? Ja, problem je tukaj, da jaz imam na izhodu črpalke na boju, imam motnje. So at the output of my charge pump is a digital circuit. It works with pulses. And these pulses have to be filtered out, and the only component that can do that is C1. Edini gradnik, ki lahko naredi, in se pravi, če imam jaz nek izbran črpalke na boju, zelo verjetno, s tem sem že izbral C1. C1 ne mora biti tukaj poljuben. Glede, iz stališča stabilnosti, lahko ste poskusili tu na vajer, lahko danes se ena enak nič. Je zanka super stabilna. To zelo hitro ujame. Če danes se ena enak nič. Ampak, spektr je kosmat, spektr ima brke. So, from the point of view of stability, C1 is a disaster. We prefer not to have it. You could have tried this in the lab, with an experiment you had. You can remove C1 altogether. The loop locks extremely quickly, but the pulses at the output of charge pump are going to modulate the VCO, are going to grow side noise, side vents of the VCO. Se pravi, te impulzi, ki bojo prišli iz VCO-ja, iz črpalke na boju, bojo modulirali VCO in boste dobili kosmat spektr na izhodu. Ne? Tako da C1 je nujno potrebno. Ne? No, drugo vprašanje je, kakšno razmerje zdaj dam, se pravi C2 za C1. Ne? To je bilo z našimi besedami, to je bilo tudi M-1, ne zadnjič. I have to write here another M, but not the M I had last time. Ne smem ti zato malo M-ja pisati, te mogu dobro številka kanala, moram pisati veliki M-ja. Ta stvar, koliko je lahko nekje v mejah od 2 do 20, ne? 2 je nekje še tista meja, da je se stvar vnihal, ne, da gledam časov. se hitro uniha, ne? Ampak dva je problem stabilnost, ne? In tukaj je pa problem počasnost. So, a small ratio, C2 and C1, is not a particularly stable solution. Usually, we don't go to less than 2. Maybe 1 is the minimum useful. On the other hand, a high ratio between C2 and C1 will slow down the loop. So we are limited on both sides what we can do. But the first thing in designing a VCO is really an analog problem, how to filter these spurious passes here with Simon. Ta prva analoga res, kako bomo rešili, je tukaj izbira dovolj velikega C1, da ste pulzne motne omejimo, ne, kar ni preprosto zapovedati. Ne. Ja, kakšenkrat ste zelo omejeni tukaj pri stabilnosti, ne? Pri stabilnosti smo rekli, če se spomnite, smo rekli, kako se širi motnja, ne? Se pravi, če damo tukaj, se pravi razširjenje motnje, če bi tukaj omega, če smo imeli tukaj odziv, od omega, celha vizija, ne samo povratne vezave. So, we take od omega and then the whole circuit, not the, just the feedback. You remember we had something like this. Here at omega margin. In zdaj, lahko kašenkrat imaste zelo strogo zahtevo, koliko sme biti ta prenihaj. So there may be very sharp requirement of what that bump up can be. Kdaj rata ta stvar zoprna? Zoprna rata, če imate več faznih, fazno sklenjenih zank vezanih u verigo. Naprimer, regeneracija takta u enem. Številiške sistem v zvijest. So, when this bump here is really disturbing, for instance, if you have many phase lock loops connected in chain, like the clock regeneration in the digital communication system. And the ITU requirement for regenerators is this thing here to be less than 0.1 dB. This is a very, very sharp requirement. Ta zahteva je zelo huda tukaj, da tista bunka odziva ne sme biti več kot 0.1 decibela, recimo za regeneratorja, ampak tu ni lih običajna faza sklenja zanka. Sem da vam povem, da kakšenkrat so zelo hude zahteve tukaj po stabilnosti. Zanka. Primer regeneratorjev, kjer se dosti regeneratorjev vložijo tako veliko. Ne? No, še ena stvar je, taka mogoče praktična, za vam omeniti tukaj. Ne? In sicer, jaz imam lahko tukaj VCO, recimo frekvenca, tukaj je lahko velikost na razred 450 MHz. Ne? Smo rekli, tukaj imam 25 kHz, ne? 25 kHz, recimo, za analogo in FM radio. So, let's see an example, when we have 25 kHz comparison frequency. Maybe the output frequency of this synthesizer is 450 MHz with 25 kHz channel spacing. This is frequently done. So, dosti krat uporabljali. Zdaj, vprašanje je, v kakšni tehnologiji izdelati ta delilnik. The question is the technology for that divider. Uh,
Not much for this divider because this is around 110 MHz.
Tale R delivnik ponavadi ni toliko zahteven, 10 MHz ponavadi logika tisto zmore, pa 450 MHz ni ravno v območju tiza, kar bi mi radi integrirali na čip, predvsem zato, ker takšna logika z hiter takt bo tudi zelo požrešna. Energetsko, ne? So, the question is, in what technology to build this divider so that we are fast enough on one side and we don't want to be power hungry. Now the question is, do we really need all the stages of this divider operating at this frequency? A rabimo v resnici vse stopnje tega delilnika, vse stopnje tega števca delijo na tej frekvenciji, ne? No, in trik tukaj je tako imenovan dual modulo preskala. So the trick is to have one first stage that can divide by some factor p or some factor p plus 1. And the modulo is selected by its equal. And this is a fast, usually an ECL divider. To je ponavadi hiter ECL delnik, ne? No zdaj pa, tukaj naprej, grem recimo tukaj 450 MHz. In zdaj pa imamo jaz tukaj dva števca, ne? I feed with this clock two counters. In ta dva števca sta narejena tako, da eden šteje do N, recimo, ne? Drugi šteje do A, ne? Ampak tukaj je frekvenca že precej nižja. So, here the frequency is much lower. It's something that can be handled by, say, CMOS logic. Nekaj kar lahko se posima. Ja. No, in vse skupaj, jaz kako povežem te dva števca. Te dva števca vidim še tukaj na en flip-flop. Set, recimo, tako da eden ga postavi, drugi tako se nazaj. In ta flip-flop upravlja zdaj z modulom deljenja. Ne? In tukaj je tudi moj izhod, ne? Izhod iz tega števca, ne? No, in kakšen je celoten modulo? Jaz N takto delim s P, ne? Se pravi N krat P, ne? In A takto delim z P plus 1, ne? Zdaj pa ste rekli, strahotna komplikacija. So something extremely complicated here to get the result. But where is the trick? The trick is that only this logic needs to be fast. And this logic may be slow. Maybe rather slow logic takes much less power. Na ta način, če pogledamo tukaj, lahko gremo v podtrubno drobnih korakih. So I can have here arbitrarily small steps.
steps were on. For instance, to raise the whole division ratio by 1, I reduce n by 1 and increase a by 1. Czy prawie, czy chodzę modulo celotnego, celoten modulo, nie? Tutaj, nie? Powiększyć z n, recimo n z n zmniejszam, a z n powiększam. So in order to increase the whole modulo in steps by 1, I reduce n by 1 and I increase a by 1. I mał sa naprawa eno slabolesnost, so the bad thing here is that this modulo has to be, should be large enough, should be larger than p squared. Najniżej modulo, ki ga upam tukaj narediti, je p kvadrat. Manj kot p kvadrat, tukaj ne moram narediti. Tako da tukaj sem omejen, ne? Recimo, primer, zgled še dam tukaj, ne? Imam, recimo, p je 64, p in 1 je 65, so I, my dual modulo divider is 64, 65. Kar imam na izhodu tega, če teh 450 MHz delim 64, imam tukaj mogoče, I have perhaps only 8 MHz here. So this is a much lower frequency that can be handled by low power CMOS circuits, not too very much power. If the device is, if your mobile phone is better operated, you know what low power is. But the problem is that the overall modulo cannot be less than the minimum modulo Q squared. So that is a problem. And this circuit of the dual modulo Pascal is something frequently used in all PLL chips. Se pravi, takšen dual modulo preskaler je nekaj, kar imate danes skoraj vseh PLL čipih imate noter. Zato da je tale hitra logika omejena na neke vizi in ves ostali del je lahko počasnejša logika. Je to neka strašna komplikacija, ampak hec je v tem, da edino na ta način se da priti z porabo dol, zato da je lahko na zadnje baterijsko napajena naprava. Ne? So that issue here is to keep the power down, to keep the low power logic, operating at lower clock frequencies, to keep the power down, why this thing is always used. Če pogledamo sodobnejša vizija danes, so to look at more modern circuit, this is perhaps 30 years ago, more modern circuit is exactly the same block diagram, but we have 15 GHz here, and we have 1 GHz. Danes imamo mogoče 15 GHz tukaj, najsodobnejše mi vezi, in imamo 1 GHz tukaj. Ampak še vedno je isti trik zadej noter. Ne? Samo frekvence so toliko više, ampak zmeram ta isti trik, zato da se za dual modulo preskalarjem zniža poraba vsega skupaj. Jasno, tu zdaj za vas, vi, ki boste mogli programirati registre tukaj noter, ne? Bo treba pa še malo več računati. Ne? So, the issue here is that you are probably going to have to program registers inside the chip, and those registers, the programming will not be as straightforward as it was in the case of a single counter. It becomes a little bit more complicated. But it's not too complicated. Zdaj, toliko, kar se tiče naša preprosta PLL. So, this is about our simple PLL. But we said that we have problems, different kind of problems, that cannot be accommodated with such a block diagram. Spravi, imamo zahteve, ker se teh stvari preprosto ne da narediti. Ker vrata zanka prepočasna, so the loop becomes too small if the comparison frequency is too small. What are the tricks available here? Kakšne rešitve imamo tukaj, ne? No, ena možnost je, da vzamemo dve fazno sklenjeni zanke. Ki dela korake, recimo, po 10 kHz, ne? In ta druga fazno sklenjena zanka,
dela pa korake, recimo, po 9,9 kHz. Obeden fazno skrenjen zamk je lahko štartata z istega kristalnega oscilatorja. So both PLLs may have the same crystal oscillator reference, but one is making steps of 10 kHz, the other PLL is making steps of 9.9 kHz. What we do at the output, we subtract these frequencies in a mixer. V mešalniku pa štejemo te frekvencije, spravite tukaj, izsejemo z enim sitom, F1 minus F2, ne? No in kar dobimo tukaj, dobimo zdaj korake, po koliko? Lahko po 100 Hz, ne? Se pravi tukaj, ta frekvenca F je zdaj F1 manj F2 je lahko nek F nič in številka kanala krat delta F in ta delta F je lahko zdaj 100 Hz. So in this case, if we increase the modulo N1 here by 1 and decrease N2 by 1, I make a step of exactly 100 Hz. And I have many smaller steps by subtracting the frequencies of two PLLs. Two conventional designs that work here. So 10 kHz is an acceptable reference frequency. 10 kHz je uporabna primjera frekvenca. Korake pa radimo, koliko je razlika, tako se pravi na osnovi razlik, tako pa daju. Lahko radimo te tamičkene korakce, tak ne. Tu je ena možnost, kar lahko naredimo. Druga možnost, kar lahko naredimo, tudi če naredimo več sklenjenih zank, ne? Rečimo, da štartem z enim PLL-jem, ki ima recimo korak 10 kHz, ampak zdaj njegov izhod, izhodno frekvenco, delim z 100, ne? 100. In tukaj jasno imam zdaj delta F črtica je 100 Hz, ne? Ampak zdaj treba to stvar prišteti, ne? Z enim množilnikom, recimo v eni fazno sklenjeni zanki, recimo, če imam tukaj še en VCO, ne? Naredi si je okvir. I filter here, tukaj sejem, ne? In tukaj imam zdaj charge pump, ne? And here in this PLL2, I make larger steps. Ta charge pump lahko dela recimo 10 kHz. So this charge pump can work with 10 kHz, this is, I have to divide by N. And I have here 100 Hz steps. And I can repeat the thing, divide by 100, say to have here steps of 1 Hz. And I repeat again and yet another PLL to subtract this frequency, and have even smaller steps. Se pravi, tukaj gre za to, da jaz naredim enofazno sklenjeno zanko, ki ima korake 100 kHz. Tu frekvenco delim, da dobim samo korake 100 Hz, ampak tu moram v neki dodatni fazno sklenjeni zanki prešteti rezultatu. Moram prešteti rezultatu, ampak korake v tej zanki bo samo še 100 Hz. Če spet delim, bom imel korake 1 Hz in tako naprej. Na ta način, tak princip je sicer zelo kompliciran, ampak lahko pridem do poljubno drobnih korakov. So this principle may be quite complicated, but if I add an arbitrary number of PLL stages, I may have arbitrary small frequency steps. This was used
in test equipment. Because it's complicated, it costs money. For test equipment, it's not such a problem. So this was the solution to go in test equipment. To Blair Sheet, to the Gremo, the very instrument. No, Tisto Karpa, danas bi radi imeli, danas v vsemi temi rešitve mi nismo zadovoljni. Ne? In le OFDM radio mi moramo narediti, fine korake frekvenčne moramo narediti in stvar mora biti poceni. So, the requirement today is to have very fine frequency steps for OFDM. Our customers want OFDM. And this is too expensive. Even this is too expensive. Just very separate, right? Najdete poceni rešitev. No, in poceni rešitev tukaj je en kompromis, ne? Ki se mu reče ulomkovnik PLL. So the compromise here is something, a solution called a fractional delay. Najbolj se potreši. So the better is to erase. I will make a new drawing. Zdaj, načrt sam, kar bomo narisali na tablo, je stvar zelo, zelo podobna. So, the block diagram is quite similar. I start with the crystal oscillator. In a fractional PLL, the idea is to have the highest possible comparison frequency. V ulomkovnem paralelu popravili skušamo imeti čim višjo primerjalno frekvenco, tako da ta kristalni oscilator ponavadi mi že daje referenčno frekvenco, tukaj mi sploh ne delim tega. Kar grem v charge pump, ne v črpalko naboju, ampak zdaj trik je tukaj v povratni vezavi in sicer da jaz imam tukaj delilnik, ki lahko deli ali z n, ali pa lahko deli z n plus 1. Na? Delilnik. In tukaj imam pc. Tukaj imam jaz moja običajna zančna situacija, so I have my typical loop filter here. In zdaj z tem mojim taktem, ki ga imam tukaj jaz, tudi preklapljam s pomočjo enega veze, ki mu rečem interpretator. Preklapljam tukaj modulo mojega delilnika.
kakšna je izhodna frekvenca? Izhodna frekvenca je zdaj tista referenčna frekvenca krat, ja, to deljenje je lahko n ali pa n plus ena tukaj, ne? No, in jaz tukaj dopuščam, da je ta stvar n plus nek ulomek. So, I divide by the integer n. Sometimes I will divide, also I divide by n plus 1, and this interpolator is doing this fraction m1 over m2. Ja. Ampak če jaz menjam modulo, jaz dodam tukaj šum. So changing the modulo of the PLL divider, I add noise, because I'm no longer in the locked state of my charge pump. I'm either ahead or behind. So the pulse width here does not tend to zero. Širina impulsa tukaj ne gre proti nič. Ne? No, kar se ponavadi naredi tukaj, se še dodatno z enim sitom se poskuša ta šum omiliti. R33. So with an additional filter, this noise tends to be limited, this interpolation noise. Če si narišemo zdaj Nyquistov diagram, kako zgleda z.
So if I make the Nyquist plot. Plot of my circuit. Nyquist diagram is in a takšnega. Se skušam izogniti točki 1, ampak potem tukaj zapijem, tukaj noter, ne?
So, this additional pole caused by R3 and C3 adds up this phasor here. That should not be harmful as long as I avoid the minus 1 point. But this may filter out some of this noise. Kam pridejo danes številke za takšne stvari? Številke pridejo recimo tukaj 5 GHz. Tukaj referenčna frekvenca 50 MHz. So the typical figures today are maybe a VCO operating at 5 GHz. And a very high comparison frequency of 50 MHz. And a very complex interpolator. Se pravi, zelo kompliciran interpolator, zakaj? Zato, ker skušam šum poriniti proti visoki frekvenci. So I'm trying to move the interpolation noise I add to higher frequencies, and these are mathematical tricks that can be done in this interpolator here. But I'm adding noise. I'm adding noise to the circuit, and this noise may be particularly disturbing when we are close to an integer. Ta šum je posebno motječ, takrat, ker smo blizu celoštevilskega modela. Ampak je ena stvar, kar je praktično danes izvedljiva. Tako da, da se nekje pridet v zahteve od OFDM-ja. So with the fractional PLL, we may be able to get close to the requirements by the OFDM radio. but fractional PLL, it's always a very, very compromise. It's not something clean. Se pravi, v lomku ni PLL ni nikoli čista zadeva. Celo številski PLL, kar smo gledali na začetku, kadar se ujame, črpalka naboja oddaja samo še izredno oske impulze na svojem izhodu, gor in dol. Ne? Tako da v ujetem stanju ne proizvaja nobenih motenj. Medtem ko v lomku na PLL tukaj impulzi ostajajo. Ne? So in a fractional PLL, these pulses don't limit to zero. These pulses stay there. They're still left. They are changing from cycle to cycle because this divider is changing its modulo from one cycle to another cycle. Therefore, these pulses change their width and they add noise to the system. Now, designing a good interpolator here and thinking about what are the requirements of our OFDM radio link, working compromise can be found. Da se tukaj najde kompromis, kako bi šlo, ni pa v lomku, ni PLL, nikoli čista zadeva. Ne? So a fractional PLL is never a clean device. Kje je sploh pogoj, da se ta v lomku, ni PLL danes da narediti? So where is the main condition that this PLLs today can be manufactured? The main condition is to have very fast logic in here, working at 50 MHz clock frequency. Trick, so this is the reason why this was not done, say, 20 years ago. 20 years ago, with the logic that was available at that time, no useful performance could be obtained out of fractional PLL. The fractional PLL works better the higher the comparison frequency. In zdaj se mojste zavedati še tudi, čim više je ta frekvenca, logika nekje od črpalke nabojev mora biti saj da za 10-kratno taktno frekvenco od primerjalne frekvence. So, the charge pump being an analog circuit, working with analog pulse widths, has to use logic that is at least 10 times faster than the reference frequency. So, this logic here should be already something that works, working at 500 MHz or 1 GHz. So this is only available recently in the last 10 years. You have integrated circuits that can do this. And can make this compromise as used in OFDM. In se lahko približimo temu kompromisu, ki ga rabite na zadnje z OFDM. Ni pa tu nikoli čista rešitev. So this is not a clean solution. Jaz s tem bi zaključil, kar se tiče fazno sklenjenih zank, da smo se malo pogledali še, kaj vse od zadej pride zraven. Več od tega, jaz mislim, da nekaj ste videli na vajah, ampak več možete v življenju videti v resnici, kako takšna stvar izgleda. So, I would stop here discussing frequency synthesizers. We saw what we can do, actually, with PLLs, with integer PLLs, with fractional PLLs, and with other solutions we were already talking before the phase lock loops. More about this you have to see in practice, how to make these circuits in practice. At least to understand when you get to a data sheet with a fractional PLL, to know what a fractional PLL is all about. Se pravi, da ne prineste do podatkovnega lista o lomku na PLL-u, da bi se sploh vedeli, zakaj gre tukaj in da smo en malček. Jaz sem poskušal na hitro razjasniti pojme, kaj je dual modulo preskalvis, to make a quick explanation what a dual modulo preskalvis. Of course, fractional PLS, usually inside here they have a dual modulo preskalvis. Already as part of the circuit design of the chip. Naslednjo uro bi si pogledali, kako načrtovati preveliko. So next hour I would start different issues, how to design receivers and radio receivers and transmitters, but especially receivers, because we have many more compromises to do while designing receiver. A transmitter is much more straightforward. And this is all about frequency synthesizers.